The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The fourth introduction, staying connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Torah Mitzvahs. Shalom Rachem, so we're continuing again with the fourth Hakdama, Bitochen, to be mishtadl to do the Avodas Hashem that Hashem wants us all to do. Where the Pasuk in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Asei v'tzoyno k'tzoyncho k'dei sheyatoi v'tzoyno v'tzoyncho k'tzoyno. If we make His will our will, that He will make His will our will. Our will, His will. You know, the way Hashem set up the world is, if we show Kodesh Baruch Hu that what is important to Him is important to us, that automatically opens up His Hanhoga, that which is important to us is important to Him. And the same thing, Batel v'tzoynchu v'fnei v'tzoynchu, v'dei shivat v'tzoynachem v'fnei v'tzoynchu. Also, sometimes you desire to do something, but you realize it's not really what Hashem wants you to do, and you stay away from it. And that causes Hashem also to protect you from people that may want to do things, he'll be mevatel their ratzon, to stop you from doing good things or progressing or whatever you need. And the Pasuk says, "Betach Hashem v'aseitov shchoin oretz re'ei emune." Do the good things. That will give you the ability to live steadfastly in your land. And the moon will be something that, just like a cow grazes, it's something that also, the grazing of the cow is the way it goes through life. And the moon is the way we go through life also. So the Isha Muna, the person who is living with the Muna, and be talking, it's a lot about defining oneself. I was told, unfortunately, in the beginning of the week, Rabbi Dr. Avram Twersky was nifter also a great person, great member of Klal Yisrael, who helped many people out of very complicated and trying situations, especially addictions, which is at one point of time was thought that a person is addicted, that's the end of him. He helped many people, and we know he wrote so many books, and the theme of all his books was what we call in English self-confidence. Self-esteem. Maybe it was more than confidence, or self-esteem. One famous line he would tell people is, and he remembers that growing up, the parents never told them that you were doing something evil or you're bad. They would say, "Spass nicht," which means it's not fitting for somebody of your nature. This is a message we have to drive into ourselves and drive into everybody around our family and live with it. And that's what we're talking about. If I was created specifically by Kodesh Baruch Hu to be His Eved Hashem, that is a very exalted task that I was given in this world. I'm not created like the rest of the Bria. The rest of the Bria was created to survive and eventually die. We say every morning the bracha for Kiyach Ivrim. We don't just say Peseach Ivrim to open up my eyes. Pekeach, the lesson of wisdom. I should see with wisdom. An animal and many human beings, their eyes are used for one of two things. Either to find something as a predator, something that's dangerous and stay away from it, or to find something as a source of sustenance and pleasure and run towards it. That's what all life is about.
Kol HaLashon.
type of life is, like we're saying, it's an animal type of life. Even the person has 2 feet. Our life is completely different. We see the deeper message of life. Everything we look at, opportunity. Oh, this is opportunity for me to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm going to do it the way He wants me to do it. I'm going to dress in the proper fashion. And maybe it's not about pushing away dangers and attracting pleasures. It's true, that's also there. But the main guiding force in everything is this point of defining myself with that self-esteem, the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, each one of us, an individual bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world with a shlichus to do. I have my shlichus to do every second of my life. Let me see. If I was seen with such a holy neshama, uplifted, exalted neshama, that can guide me, how did my neshama interact with the situation? I come home and the house is a wreck. I stop for a second before expressing any emotions or thoughts. I was put into this world for a shlichus, and everything in life is part of the shlichus. How will I be makai my shlichus? My job description, my position as Eved Hashem in this situation. And it will become immediately clear that if things look the way they look, kind of there's somebody here close to me that needs a lot of help. My wife or my children or both. And the mailer, I put things in the right perspective. And I'll do what I can to help. Afterwards, I'll have supper also. I won't lose anything. Instead of acting like one of those Balei Chayim that says, I'm walking into the house and I want supper now. It's now the time to eat. It's just like a lion waiting for his supper. He doesn't get his supper. He starts roaring and eating up anything around him. That's a lion. That's not us, the exalted. I'm Hashem. That's what we're saying. It's an essential part of the Avodah HaBitochen. To define myself as somebody who was put in this world for a specific task. And if Hashem gave me that task, it means Hashem believes that I can be successful. Hashem does not ever put us into a situation that's an impossible task. And this is the way people like Dr. Tversky, even able to help a person who fell into addiction, which is seemingly an impossible way. How can I get out of this? I'm naturally bound by this mode of behavior. There's no way out. It's just let me continue with it and make the best. No, there is a way out. This is part of it. That's what we're calling, what he called the self-esteem, and what we're calling the Tzelem Elokim. Defining myself as an exalted creature, and I have very hard nesyonos. I have easy nesyonos, but even if there's super hard nesyonos, there's no such a thing as an nesyon that cannot do it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And I know cases of different people, which I cannot discuss on the phone, but they had all kind of natural nesyonos in their lives, leading us to do all kinds of different modes of behavior, which were not proper, and they were able to live b'derech Hashem in the right proper, the right way, the way that Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they realized that if I was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was put in this world, I was given this exalted neshama, I'm one of His privates, Shavu Yochel Avdei Hashem, then I'll make it through every situation. And then I'll get that wonderful feeling of satisfaction that I'm doing the right things. And talking about all kind of big things, but everything in our lives revolves around this, whether it's getting up in time for davening in the morning, whether it's saying a nice word, whether it's having more kavod in the davening, taking the learning more seriously, caring for other people. It's all about this. So that's this, another introduction like we're saying, defining and clarifying for myself. If my bitachon and Hashem is real, it's based on the fact that I understand that Hashem has a personal interaction with me. He gave me the koiches, and I'm going to do my best to carry out my shlichus. As one of the messages, one of the shlichus, even one of the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make the world that it should be, and specifically my world, to be the world that it should be. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.